For one last time, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sex Abuse has convened in Sydney, praising community support and urging widespread reform. Justice Peter McClellan spoke to the dozens of survivors who travelled to attend the final sitting and to the thousands of others who had told their stories of pain, abuse and suffering. Justice McClellan says more than 15,000 people came forward to contact the Commission during the past 5 years.
It is impossible not to share the anger many survivors have felt when they tell us of their betrayal by people they believed they were entitled to trust. For many survivors, talking about past events required them to revisit traumatic experiences that profoundly harmed them. Many spoke of having their innocence stolen, their childhood lost, their education and prospective career taken from them, and their personal relationships damaged for the rest of their lives.
Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard announced the forming of the Royal Commission in November 2012. It was originally intended to run for 3 years but ran for five, costing $500 million. The scale and sheer magnitude of the evidence shocked commissioners and legal experts, transforming the inquiry into the most comprehensive of its type anywhere in the world. The Commission heard directly from more than 8,000 survivors in private sessions and held almost 60 public hearings. More than 1,300 witnesses told their stories. Institutions like the Salvation Army, the Anglican Church, ultra-Orthodox Jewish yeshiva communities, and Catholic Church institutions were investigated. Hundreds of staff at the Commission pored over thousands of documents requested by the inquiry, mapping out evidence of what happened and what and when those in power knew. Cultures of secrecy were examined, with many advocates calling for faith-based organisations to be much more closely scrutinised. Justice McClellan has told the Commission many factors contributed to the systemic neglect and abuse suffered.
The conjunction of events which the Royal Commission has examined can only be described as a national tragedy. Across many decades, many institutions failed our children. Our child protection, criminal and civil justice systems let them down. Although the primary responsibility for the sexual abuse of a child lies with the abuser and the institution of which they were part, we cannot avoid the conclusion that the problems faced by many people who have been abused are the responsibility of our entire society.
Many senior religious figures gave evidence before the Commission, including Australia's most senior Catholic, Cardinal George Pell. It was impossible for the Commission to hold hearings into all the institutions survivors mentioned, so 57 case studies were chosen relating to particular organisations and institutions. The Commission has made over 2,500 referrals to authorities, leading to more than 200 prosecutions. Due to ongoing criminal investigations and prosecutions, the Commission has recommended the reports on some Catholic Church authorities and events be suppressed. Justice McClellan says the sexual abuse of children in institutions continues today, and he has called for changes in the cultures, structures and governance of many institutions.
We were told of many cases of abuse that occurred in the last 10 to 15 years in a range of institutions, including schools, religious institutions, foster and kinship care, respite care, health and allied services, performing arts institutions, child care centres and youth groups. We heard in private sessions from children as young as 7 years of age who told us they had been recently abused.
As part of the end of the hearings, a book of around 1,000 messages written by survivors has been presented to the National Library of Australia. The book, entitled Message to Australia, contains personal messages written by those who shared their stories with the Commission in private sessions. Addressed to the Australian community, the messages tell of the survivors' experiences and their hopes for a safer environment for children in the future. Copies of the book will be accessible to the public in every state's and territory's main library. Outside the final hearing, some of those survivors have held banners thanking the Commission for hearing their stories. stories. There was also anger, with many calling for real action on a national redress scheme and on taxing faith-based institutions such as churches. Abuse survivor and Care Leavers Australasia network member Roy Janetsky says it has been a momentous day, though.
It's been a very historical day for all care leavers throughout Australia and the world. Thank you to the Royal Commission. It was a very emotional day, and everyone says thank you, and we finally believe. That is the best thing, that we have been believed. We've been hidden away, kept secrets for years and years, and finally we are believed. Thank you.
The Commission's final report will be delivered to the Governor-General tomorrow. Recommendations about a national redress scheme have already been put forward, but more details are expected. They involve such matters as mandatory reporting and the confessions of priests. Advocates warn any recommendations will need to be backed by strong political leadership and the courage to ensure such abuse never happens again. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten both attended the final hearing, and Mr Turnbull says he keenly anticipates the recommendations.
We'll read them all. We've already implemented the recommendations about redress. We're taking that up. But we'll get all the recommendations tomorrow, and as you'd expect, we'll read them carefully first, but I expect there will be a lot of wisdom coming out of the Royal Commission.